The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Ah, yes, I am enjoying definitely a second cup today, as I said in the opening. Whenever your 20-year-old son says, "Hey, Mom, are you awake? Can you take a call?" Yeah, take it. And there was nothing particularly important to talk about at all. It was just, let's get together to talk. My son, I often said, "Mom, you are my favorite person to talk to." And I'm like, "Oh, let's sit down and talk. What's going on?" And yeah, he worried me a little bit. There's some chaos that I guess always surrounds the Marine Corps. But, you know, our children have, you know, each one has taken a little bit of a different route. Our oldest one stayed home for 2 years, going to junior college, and then left for college. The next one, just COVID switched things up, and she went to the marriage route. Our third daughter, she is single and free, did 2 years of college, and then looking for the next adventure. And of course, there's our son. And each one has found their own way to remain in the faith. And our oldest daughter, when she went to Western Washington University, had a great focus minister that was just always kind of involved in her life, just checking in on her pretty regularly. She would go to the Newman Center for weekly mass. And so there is a lot of great research that Focus and resources that Focus has. Fellowship of Catholic University Students. That's what Focus means. You have talked with Focus ministers there in Boise before?
Yeah, actually, we have three major universities in the state of Idaho, and each one of the three is staffed with at least four, and I think maybe even here in Boise, we may have six Focus missionaries. And like where my daughter attended University of Idaho up in Moscow, there's a great Greek system at the U of I, and there was a Focus missionary that was specific to Greek life.
Wow.
And so this gal would come around and she would visit all the sororities up and down Greek Row. And basically the message was, "Hey, let's get our butts down the street to St. Augustine's and let's go to Mass." And so, you know, my daughter, God bless her, she would, I think she had maybe three or four girls that were Catholic in her sorority, and down the street they would go. So it is a great ministry to keep our kids Catholic, because as parents, I think that's our number one fear when they walk out the door is, are they going to maintain that Catholic faith? Because now it's not, "I have to go to Mass with Mom and Dad." It has to become, "I want to go to Mass because I'm Catholic."
Absolutely. And we hear these stories of colleges and what students are teaching and the angles of the political spectrum that many of them fall under. It's hard to be singled out when you're on a big campus, when you're just trying to find your own way. So Focus says you need to stay close to your faith. So today we've got just a quick article to talk about some of the ways that they suggest and offer that this is what is going to help you. And first of all, you got to be ready for what's coming at you. And they say, arm yourself spiritually. You've got to do your daily prayer in scripture. You have to attend the sacraments regularly and maybe keep a spiritual arsenal. Keep sacramentals like holy water or scapular in your dorm room. We sent our daughter, and she unapologetically put it on her desk, a crucifix. And you know what? She had a great relationship with her roommate who was not Catholic, but she went, "That's you, and I support you doing that and whatever needs to happen." So those are some of the ways that you get yourself ready for whatever it may be.
Right. The second one is to build your saint squad. And so identify those saints that resonate with you. Are you an artist? Do you like to sing? Are you a bookworm? You know, there are saints that match those personalities, and regularly ask those saints for their intercession and learn from their lives. I mean, you've rattled off three or four saints there
today
in the last newscast. Yeah. About people that you really can have that deep connection with. And so really learn about your saints, your patron saint. Take those saints, pack them up with all your other knickknacks, and take them to college with you.
Absolutely. Many years ago, I got one of those. Have you seen those little tiny saints? They're just like little rubber figurines that go on your keychain. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, she has been driving with me for many, many years. All right, the third one for your college student to help them remain faithful, create a faith-filled community. Look, you have got to surround yourself with like-minded people because that's how you find support. If you don't have that support, like I said, it is really hard to live on an island by yourself when, you know, people are trying to come at you with all different kinds of ideas. So first of all, they say join faith groups and engage in groups that are Bible studies. And we just talked about this, and he's a doctor of the church, soon to be. Join a Newman Center. And those are great resources because if you are going to receive the sacraments and Sunday Mass, it's usually the Newman Center on campus with a priest from the local parish that is going to accompany you in that. A lot of the times, and I have heard them across the board, that those Newman Center Masses on Sundays, they are late in the day on Sunday because they want to make sure that whatever you've done on Saturday, you've had an opportunity to sleep it off and still get to Mass and meet that obligation. I've met different priests who have served at Newman Centers. They are the most wonderful priests. They are dynamic. They are in love with God and with the Eucharist, and they want to share that and walk with you in the years that you're at the college. So definitely look into that. And then the second part of that, to evaluate your relationships. Young people, be mindful of the friendships that might lead you away from your faith. If your friend is beating up your church and telling you on a consistent manner why you're wrong about these different things, they're not your friend. They're not trying to lift you up.
Exactly. Seek a spiritual mentor. Guidance, the key to navigating college faith challenges. So maybe it is that priest, or there's a religious or some trusted layperson that you can provide that spiritual direction and accountability for you, and then set up regular meetings with that person and really discuss your spiritual journey or maybe the discernment process. And college is a great time to experience that personal growth. You just have to find the right spiritual mentor.
And again, if you're going to a Newman's Mass, you'd be surprised that sometimes there's a faculty member that is also there at Mass as well. The next one, filter out the noise. Yes, but if you're living in a dorm, there is a lot of noise that goes around. But, you know, regularly evaluate whether certain shows, your access to media, music, social media, are those lifting you up? Are they leading you to sin? And seek edifying content. Choose important media outlets, wholesome, uplifting content, platforms like Formed that offer you great Catholic resources. Download the free Hail Mary Media app. That is absolutely vital, I think, for young Catholics everywhere, because not only will it, you have a great resource, but it is a little remembrance of home, right? If you're listening to the morning show and you hear a homily highlight from your parish priest back home, right? That's going to remind you who's praying for you, who is on your team for sure.
And finally, you just embrace that countercultural living. So stand firm in your faith. When the culture tells you one thing, nine times out of 10, do the opposite. Be a witness and live out your faith authentically and joyfully, because you might be the only gospel that someone reads on a college campus. And just have that missionary mindset when you're out there walking around, that you might be the light in everyone else's darkness. So don't shy away from your actions and words evangelizing those around you. And for additional resources, you can always go to the Focus website and learn more about how you can be that light in the darkness.
Absolutely. And our wish for every parent who is sending kids away also, stay safe, stay close to your faith, and have an amazing year. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.